Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, to kick off the show, I've got to harken back to an event I went to, actually not too far from where I am at the moment, back at the start of the year. This was pre-COVID-19, pre-coronavirus. It just hit our shores, I think. But I'm talking about the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. This was back in late February, last couple days of the month there. And great event, over 5,000 investors all packed together over a number of days. Lots of education going on, lots of networking. I met a lot of people. I learned a ton. And I've been holding on to an idea for the show for a period of time now because the theme of the expo itself was legacy, right? If you were there, if you picked up one of the expo brochures, right, what did it say across the top? It said, live your legacy. And like I said, I'm not too far from Houston right now. We are out and about. We are doing just that. My wife and I with our toddler, we're living our legacy. I'll tell you about that. What we're going to talk about on the show today is legacy. We're going to talk about, well, I don't know, for lack of a better phrase, building a better kid. Okay, I'm working on that one. We're also going to talk about how to cover college costs so that your family member, kid, whoever it is, doesn't come out saddled with just a hideous amount of debt. And then finally, we're going to talk about, well, how the Biden tax plan, we know Trump's position, right? He's been in power for almost 4 years now. We know where he stands, but we're going to take a look at a couple of items in the Biden tax plan. And I want to stress how those are going to actually destroy your legacy plan if you're doing what we do as real estate investors, if you're using that real estate as a tool. So we'll get to that as well. Very important. But to start with my location, well, I'll tell you what, like I mentioned, I'm not too far from Houston. We got out to East Texas, picked up the RV bunker and trundled southward a couple hundred miles. And we're actually at Stephen F. Austin State Park. It's right outside of, or maybe part of even, San Felipe de Austin. It's a little town. You may have never heard of it. If you follow your Texas history, if you're connected with that, you certainly know about it. It was a town founded actually by Stephen F. Austin as part of Austin Colony. This is when Texas still was a state belonging to Mexico, part of Mexico. And Austin was granted this area and charged with populating it, right? Giving away land grants up to 4,000 plus acres for ranchers and farmers. And he did just that. And that was called Austin Colony. And the town that he established as the colony seat, for lack of a better term, was San Felipe de Austin. Now, Stephen F. Austin, if I think about legacy, he never got married. He didn't have any kids, right? He died shortly after Texas gained its independence. He had no legacy in the sense that we'll talk about largely today. But boy, as the father of Texas, that's what he's known. You really can't beat that legacy, can you? I mean, Austin, Texas, named after him, of course. And interestingly, as we're perusing some of the historical sites around here, again, in San Felipe de Austin, good museum here, I learned, among other things, one of the tavern owners remarked about Texas fever in some of the literature I read. Texas fever. So many people were moving to Texas. Doesn't that kind of sound a little bit about like what we're going through right now? You know, I talk about it all the time. So many people are moving here. It makes investing in Texas as real estate investors a great way to go. Always has been a great state to invest in, very landlord friendly, but the Texas fever that we're experiencing now is tremendous. But going back a couple hundred years, the Texas fever then, it's interesting. One of the issues that actually kicked off the revolution between the what became Texas and Mexico was the fact that Mexico closed the border to the United States. They stopped allowing entry to Americans. It was becoming overpopulated in their view. So I found that interesting. Things have kind of flipped on their head, essentially, haven't they? Another issue was the fact that they were trying to over-centralize the government in Mexico City, right? The Texans wanted a more federal state, which, you know, kind of speaks to what we see nowadays, right? State power versus centralized power, kind of Republican versus Democrat, perhaps, if I were to be a little bit superficial in putting terms to that. But very interesting stuff. And for me, the legacy here, you know, if we get into legacy, it can mean all kinds of things, right? You typically, you're going to think about, you know, what you leave to your kids, to your heirs, right? Typically, you're thinking wealth or money or some sort of assets, the family, you know, the family house, the car, something like that. But it's bigger than that, right? It can mean helping your kids to build, you know, good character, a strong work ethic, you know, to be charitable, to be generous, right? It can be educating them to do good, right? To be, you know, to establish a civic mindset like Stephen F. Austin had. He didn't make any money doing what he did. He was just trying to create a community, right? It can mean helping them understand the importance of helping others, right? I find as I hang around more and more with Lifestyles Investors, they're a very charitable group, right? So legacy can mean helping others, not just what you pass down to your heirs, to your family, right? And I'll tell you, for me, part of my parents' legacy that was left, they weren't wealthy when they're both deceased now. They didn't leave me a ton of cash or anything like that. The legacy that they left with me was a profound love of travel, right? Early on, I can remember going to the East Coast where we had family, going to Colorado, the Great Sand Dunes, Pueblo, up to Yellowstone, Wyoming, Devil's Tower, all that good stuff. And that eventually translated to me into broader travel overseas, living in Russia, living in Germany. So that legacy is hugely important to me. And when you hear me talking about being out and about again in the RV bunker, that's why we're doing this. This is part of the legacy we want to impart on our child. We'll be here at Stephen F. Austin State Park for a good week, right? It's Sunday afternoon. If you hear any trucks trundling by, they're tugging those heavy RVs. They're moving on. We're going to stay here. We're going to spend a little time, get out in nature, do some hiking, and really try to develop our child in that sense. And we're going to head into a break here in just a minute. When we come back, I want to talk about things you can do, right? Obviously, what I'm doing is the travel side. We've got the real estate bucket as well, by the way, which is funding that right now. And I want to talk a little bit about how investors at Lifestyles Unlimited are using real estate and the things there to create or to help shape the proper mindset with their kids and build skill sets and that sort of thing. So stay tuned. We're going to come back here in just a moment.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
To the show, this is Andy Webb, and I'm coming to you live from the road situated near San Felipe de Austin today. That's where Stephen F. Austin State Park is located. That's where we're going to be located for about a week, weather the coming tropical storm, I suppose. But we are living our legacy, right? That was the theme of the Wealth and Passive Income Expo back in February of this year, pre-pandemic. And I've been hanging on to this topic for some time, trying to find where I wanted to fit it in. And I felt like as I saw the historical stuff, great description there, buddy. Everything around the history of Texas at the museum we walked yesterday and so the sundry sites we've visited since we've been here. Legacy it fits perfectly here. Stephen F. Austin, his legacy is the state of Texas. He is the father of Texas. The town that he established as the head of Austin Colony was the seat of government once Texas became its own independent country after the war with Mexico. Now it was short-lived, right? They moved the seat up the road, up the river, rather, up the Brazos to Washington on the Brazos. And, of course, now the state capital is Austin, named for him. So quite the legacy there. We're living our legacy with our son. And what I want you to take away from today, among other things, are things you can do as a real estate investor that will help you shape and build that legacy for your kids, right? If you have kids or other family, right? And first and foremost, I think that having a child, having his or her parents around more is huge. You know, I think that's a huge problem in our society today, is that it isn't. Parents aren't present. You know, if you're out there working 50, both of you, if you're two head, you know, husband, wife, whatever, two people in the family working 50, 60, 70 hours each a week, you're just not around your kids enough to help develop and to help shape them, to help educate them. Right. And that's a problem in our society, in my view. Now, of course, as we navigate this pandemic, maybe you are stuck at home with them 24/7. You might be ready to get that kid out of the house, maybe get out of the house yourself. Now, I understand that. But when you build your rental income, when you have passive income, when you're not tied to a job, maybe you're able to retire. We can retire you in 5 years or less. You're at Lifestyles Unlimited. We see it happen all the time. Less, quite a bit, actually. That gives you the time back to spend with your family, not just your children, but your spouse, right? Your extended family. We're near Houston, where my wife has family. You know, it's a wonderful gift, and that alone is tremendous. But there are other things that come with it as you work towards your building your real estate portfolio. You know, entrepreneurship is a big piece. Do you have to be an entrepreneur to become a real estate investor? Absolutely not. You know, I was working regular job. My wife was working a regular job. I would never claim. I'm not one of those guys that said I was selling bubble gum down the road when I was 5 years old, right? Turning a profit. Nothing like that. You know, we're working regular jobs. You know, and I find that people that are working 50, 60, 70 hours a week, that they probably have that entrepreneurial grain in there. It's just getting suppressed, right? It has no opportunity to bloom when you work that much. Then you come home, maybe you play for an hour or two with your kid if you have that time, sitting in front of the TV. Otherwise, distracted, go to bed, right? It's just not active, that entrepreneurial vein. But what I've found and what I've seen in other investors, I've found this in myself and I've seen this in others, is as you start to build that portfolio, things open up, that entrepreneurial bent, it blooms and it grows. You'll find that aspect within you and your children will see that, right? My parents, that's all they did was work as well. I never was exposed to that. My son will be, and that will give him that opportunity to develop that way as well. So that's kind of a benefit that you will experience. Something else is, as Lifestyles members, we speak a lot about the abundance mindset. There are a lot of people out there that have the countervailing mindset, which is the scarcity mindset. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time, right? There just aren't enough houses out there at good prices for me to even bother trying to buy one right now. That's just not true. That is the scarcity mindset in operation that is limiting you out the, you know, out the door. We approach it from a different point of view, which is the abundance mindset. There is opportunity out there, right? We get together virtually now, perhaps, but we get together, we network, we exchange ideas. We tell each other about the opportunities we saw and took. And we share that abundance mindset, and you can share that then with your children and help them to grow with that in their minds from the outset. Get away from scarcity from the get-go, right? These are all mindset sort of things, but there are other skill sets they'll pick up as well. Finance, huge thing, right? Can you balance your checkbook? Can your kid? Probably not, right? When you go into a deal at Lifestyles Unlimited, you know, we're not looking at the color of the walls. We don't care about the floor plan. You know, it's relevant to a degree, I suppose, but we're looking at the numbers. Right, it's the numbers that drive the deal, and you, as you gain your skill set as an investor, you're going to learn that finance. You're going to learn to talk about the numbers, and then you'll pass that to your children. Right, you'll learn about construction, project management. You don't have to go out and be the general contractor. You don't have to go out and GC that project. But this whole thing from start to finish is essentially a small project. Right, now we've got a great timeline, 9 pages worth for the single family investor by way of example, that walks you through all those processes. Like I said, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. We have the roadmap for you. Right, don't reinvent the wheel. You're wasting time if you do, or if you try. But we have everything in-house to help you with that. And you'll learn project management, dealing with people. And what's going to happen is you're going to start doing these things very actively. You may find you've retired from your job and you're out there doing this full time, right? And you bring your kids on board. And this is the point I want to make. And this is what I saw at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo in talking with investors that are doing this very thing. They're getting their kids involved. Right? I talked with a single family investor from San Antonio that has brought her kids in. They walked that first house that they bought. They're a little bit younger then, not quite. The kids didn't quite get it, but over the years, right, they've become more involved. They're helping to pick the paint. They're helping to make decisions on that construction, on that project management, right? They're learning how to deal with people as they go out with their parents to pay contractors, to talk to contractors, to talk to residents if needed, go through that lease-up process. And they're coming out to events like the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and we will have one coming up in April of the coming year. I don't have many details for you at this point, but be ready, because there's a lot of networking. And I can remember when I went this year, there were a lot of kids there as well. Now, I didn't take my toddler. He was a little too young, but maybe in the future, right? They'll learn to network, learn to talk to people. And that's hugely important. So I see investors at Lifestyles doing that on the single family front. I also have heard from, and this was at one of the expos, a member got up there and talked about how he involves his sons in multifamily. They've got a pool of cash earned through chores or whatever, something like that, allowance, and they invest with him in a multifamily project. And the beauty there is, again, teaching finance, teaching the numbers, and showing them, above all, the returns that they're making on that real estate, because it's huge. That's why we invest in real estate. So he gets them involved, teaches them how to read the documents, understand investing, understand how the cash flow works, understand how the gains work. And they may not have the full picture yet, but they're slowly getting that. They're developing those skill sets. Another investor has hired her daughter as a property manager. Now, how long she sticks around doing that, I don't know, but that's a great start in the business. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about student loan. I want to talk about a bad start when you start out life with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt due to student loans. We're going to talk about how you wipe out that altogether.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're focusing on legacy. Right. I talked at the start of the show about where I'm broadcasting from, first of all, which is San Felipe de Texas, de Austin, rather, former governmental seat of Texas after the revolution at the Stephen F. Austin State Park, as it were. A lot of legacy here, a lot of history, obviously, a lot of Spanish moss, totally different environment from what I'm used to seeing up in north and northeast Texas. Very beautiful here. I'm loving it. And we're going to trundle on down the road next week, and I'm going to come to you from another state park. I'll tell you when we get there what that is, but I will be interviewing a local investor. Now, if you're listening to the radio show and you're somewhere else, you're not in Texas, or you're out in away from the cities, let's say, not in Houston, you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not in Houston, I'm not in Dallas, I'm not in San Antonio, all those places where you guys invest. Well, guess what? My guest is an investor that lives away from any of these cities, and he's investing, nevertheless, in places, secondary and tertiary markets in particular, that I personally find to be very interesting, places like Conroe, places like Huntsville. In fact, we're going to talk about his latest deal. So that's going to be next week. So stay tuned. Be sure to tune in a week from today. And again, we're talking about legacy today. Earlier in the show, we were talking about how you might help shape your child, essentially, right? That's part of legacy. That's what informed a lot of what I do. And at least from a travel perspective, my love of travel was the legacy left to me by my parents, by the things that they did early on as when I was, you know, in my childhood. If you've got any questions today, by the way, let me give you the number here in the studio. It's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. LifestylesUnlimited.com. And I've just seen a ton of great stuff that my fellow investors at Lifestyles are doing to bring their kids on board. We talked a little bit about that earlier in the show. And, you know, one of my buddies, he brings his grandchild out. He pays him to help him work. He's helping to build a work ethic there and teaching some of the trades, maybe how to use some minor tools in the meantime as well. And just a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun out there. But I want to shift gears and get away from the fun. We're going to talk about maybe a bad legacy, which is starting out life, you know, as an adult, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 in debt. There's a lot of it out there. And I'm talking about the student loan debt. You know, when I first started doing the show, maybe a year and a half or so ago, I did a show early on talking about student loan debt. And back then, the debt load was $1.5 trillion. Well, it has grown, right? We're now, as of February of this year, anyhow, I'm looking at an article in Forbes that was published in February that talks about some of the statistics around student loan debt. And well, we've now crept up. We're now at $1.56 trillion. That means we've added $60 billion in student loan debt in a year and a half. I mean, that is the second largest debt class that we as Americans hold, only behind mortgages. Only behind mortgages. And it's just crushing, really. And I understand if you think about, let's talk about cost of college, right? That's been going through the roof. Some averages you might find if you do a quick search online is, you know, 2019, 2020 cost of college. And these are annual averages, you know, public in-state may be, tuition may be around 10K. This is an average, right? Depends on your state. Obviously, public out of state is going to be higher, almost triple the cost. Private, almost five times the cost, four to five times, right? $40,000 to $50,000. And add on top of that, room and board. You're easily coming out to anywhere from, I don't know, $25,000, $50,000, maybe $100,000 a year. So do the math on that times four if it's a four-year program, which is typically what we're looking at these days. Those are tremendous numbers, and I hate to see people coming out and starting their life saddled with that sort of debt. You know, when we run go through our lease up process, part of our process is to run a credit check and do a full screening. And I see the amount of debt that people are, you know, the younger folks have maybe just recently gotten out of college are pulling around with them. I mean, heck, I was dealing with student loan debt up until about a couple years ago. We finally got it all paid off, but it's a burden. It's an albatross around your neck, and it keeps you from really getting started. Among other statistics, we talked about the full debt load across the nation, $1.56 trillion. There are over 44 million borrowers that are carrying student loan debt at the moment. Average debt load is $33,000. And and this is a key number to remember, the average student loan payment is $393. Now, I had federally backed loans. My payment was much lower, but I've seen doing those lease ups, I've seen payments that are much, much higher, right? But we're at about an average monthly payment of $400. What can you do, right? What can you do? Thinking again about legacy to help you, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your grandkids, maybe it's somebody else that you're helping out. It doesn't have to be your family, does it? But you got a couple of options to think about from a real estate investing perspective, right? If you think your kids are going to go to college, whether they're 2 or 3 or 4 year olds now, right? You've got a longer timeline to figure this out, or maybe you're just now thinking about it. They're in junior high or even high school, and it's just a few years down the road. You've got a few options. There are two different kind of tracks I might describe that you could do. If you've got more time, right? Your child is like mine, a toddler. Buy a house, just one house, or a duplex, or maybe even a quad on their behalf, something like that, single family, and let that equity build up over a number of years, and then do a 1031 exchange. Sell that, defer the taxes on the capital gain and the depreciation and everything else, and roll that into not one, but then two assets, and then wait another 3 to 5 years. Build up that equity. Hopefully you're buying right like we do at Lifestyles and you're capturing equity out the door. But then you're going to do another sale, a 1031 exchange, right? Like-kind exchange, exchanging one house for more or maybe even small multifamily, but keep repeating that process until you've built up enough assets to do one of two things. Either you've got the cash flow now coming in the door to go ahead and support that tuition outright, or you sell those houses. Go ahead and just sell them. Forget about the 1031 at this point. You're going to go ahead and pay the depreciation tax. You're going to go ahead and pay the capital gains tax, and you're going to collect your winnings, and you're going to fund that college outright, right? One of those two routes is the way to go. If you've got that longer timeline, if you don't, again, maybe you're just now realizing, oh boy, we're 5 years out. You can still cover that tuition. You know, just buy one house a year for, you know, maybe you don't get to the 1031 exchange yet quite at this stage. But if you pick up five houses, remember what we just said, average student loan payment, well, forget about that. Tuition is anywhere from 220 to 50, maybe 100K. Just divide by 12, get your monthly amount, and then divide by 400, which is the average cash flow we tend to see on houses. And that's going to tell you how many houses you need to pick up. If you're sending your kid to in-state school, four or five houses, that's got you covered. If you've got a five-year timeline before they graduate high school to move on, well, you're covered. Buy those five houses, one a year, two a year. A lot of Lifestyles members that join, they buy that first house, and they're projecting a slower timeline, but they see how easy it really is. And they see how the way that we buy with hard money and then do our cash, our rate and term refi on the back end, we're actually able to accelerate because we have a lot less cash in the deal than maybe we thought we were going to have. Allows us to go faster. So you can focus on building those assets to either create that cash flow to cover that tuition or to sell those assets when the time is right to cover that tuition. Or a third option, and I love this one. This is what one of the investors in Houston did. They had the reserve set aside for their son, and they gave him the option. Hey, do you want to go to college? Or do you want to become a business owner? Guess what? He said, oh, you know what? Let's skip that college thing altogether. And student loans and all that good stuff. I want to do what you guys are doing. He saw their legacy. He followed in their footsteps, and he is now a very, very successful apartment investor. So that's an option as well. Skip. Pass go. Go ahead and pass go. Skip that college step. Get off of the conventional wisdom path and get straight into real estate, single family, or in this case, multifamily, even better. Okay, when we come back, we were talking about the student loans. We were talking about that 1031 exchange. I have some very important information for you why that is at risk, so stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we've been talking about legacy, the theme of the 2020 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo earlier this year in February, pre-pandemic. That theme was Live Your Legacy. And if you caught the earlier show, you know I'm out and about in South Texas or down near Houston at Stephen F. Austin State Park. We are living our legacy with our son, trying to show him the state and eventually go out bigger, you know, out west, out east, show him what we can of the nation. That is our legacy, and that we have built by buying single-family houses, by creating a portfolio of passive income producing assets that allows us this travel. So I encourage you to really look into that. If travel's your thing, or just building legacy like we've talked about for your children, you can learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited if you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. We've got a few dates coming up here in the last week or so of September. They're all online. If I can come to you via radio from an RV in an off-grid state park, you can certainly attend one of the free workshops online from the comfort of your home. So I encourage you to check that out and learn more. By the way, just to wrap up that conversation about college, we were really looking forward and thinking about the situation where we know or expect or believe that our child or children will go to college, and we prepare. Ideally with the longer timeline, maybe we're operating with a shorter timeline. Well, maybe they've gotten already into college and they've already started building and accruing that debt. Maybe they've just graduated. Maybe you're listening and you're dealing with that student loan debt. Again, the average student loan payment right now, according to a 2020 Forbes article, is $393 a month. So if that's you, maybe it's more. Hopefully it's less. Hopefully it's zero. But if that's you, you can start to address that by investing in an asset rather than just throwing your money down a black hole at that student loan debt. Get into a single family house. One's all it's going to take to offset that $400. We call that cash flow chunking. That's where I create a passive income bucket of cash that is offsetting some other outgoing bucket of debt. You know, in this case, we're talking about student loans. Maybe it's your mortgage on your house. Maybe it's that car payment, that RV payment, if you're like me, right? Create that cash flow to match that expense. That's what we do to get to our financial freedom. And then we build a little more, and then we build a little more, and then we start to talk about legacy like we're talking about today, giving back to charities, giving back, being generous, and thinking about our heirs as well. Hopefully generational wealth. Now, generational wealth, that is at risk. Okay, I'm going to wade a little bit into politics. I will tell you that I am neither Republican nor Democrat. I'm typically somewhere in between, fiscally conservative, maybe a little more socially liberal, perhaps. But I think that's typically called a libertarian. We know where Trump stands. You've seen what he's done over 3.5 years now. Let's talk about Biden, and let's talk about the Biden tax plan, because there are some things in there that are very bad news for you and for me if you're planning on building wealth and transitioning that wealth to your heirs. A couple things that are at risk. Now, first of all, we talked about the 1031 exchange. And before I dive into this, I do want to give you a heads up. There was a great show September 16th. It's already been recorded or saved to our radio archives on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Del Walmsley, on the Del Walmsley radio show, he had Dan with ERG, that's Exchange Resource Group. They are a 1031 exchange agent. They're the ones that help you through that process. You have to use an agent. You can't just go out and do your own 1031 exchange. There is a middleman. They're a fiduciary for you, right? They help you through that process. But they talked about, they're naturally interested in Biden's plan, and they talked about at length what it means, okay? And Dan was on the show with Dell. I happened to actually catch one of the lunch and learns that Lifestyles put together where Dan was on as well. And he put together a great table that showed what happens when you invest using a 1031 exchange to grow your wealth. What happens when you continue investing and there's just simple capital gains tax, but you don't use the 1031 exchange? And what happens when you invest under the Biden plan? And both capital gains and that 1031 exchange rate or exchange go away, right? The difference is, it's phenomenal. Okay. That lunch and learn was tremendous. If you're not, if you are a member, that should be out there on the website, the learning hub, for you to listen to. If you are not a member, check out that September 16th, show, that Dell did with, Dan with, ERG. I'm very near to a railroad. So if you happen to hear some thundering booming in the, distance, that would be, one of the trains passing through. So here's the deal with the Biden tax plan. He wants to get rid of that 1031 exchange. Okay, that alone is a problem, because we can no longer defer our capital gains. And it's not just our capital gains, right? Right now, right, the capital gains tax rate is 15% to 20%, depending on your earned income level. If you go and sell your house and don't do a 1031 exchange, you're going to pay that capital gains rate on your gain. on top of that, there's what's called depreciation recapture. Depreciation is a tool that we use as investors over time, right? When we file our taxes, to basically record a what I'll call a ghost expense against our revenues, which is why we pay little to no taxes on our cash flow, right? Well, that depreciation recapture is right now is charged at 25%. There are a couple other things that go in there if you've got a state income tax, for example. Here's the problem with the Biden tax plan. They get rid of that 1031 exchange. They also get rid of that capital gains tax. Anything that you sell that has a capital gain, well, it's just taxed at earned income. Well, they're also taking up the top tax bracket to 39.6%. So if you're a very high earner as it is and you sell an asset, well, now you're going to pay 39.6% instead of 15-20 today. And instead of that 25% depreciation recapture, there's the Obama surcharge, which was 3.8%. As I understand it, that's going up as well. Now, that comes down to your tax bracket at the time of sale of that asset. But that's bad news. That really puts the brakes on our ability to grow our wealth, to grow that generational wealth for our kids and for our grandkids and our great-grandkids, right? That's huge. And an even bigger issue that is very alarming to me is that the Biden tax plan wants to get rid of what's called stepped-up basis. And I'll try to explain this to you just quickly. Stepped-up basis is great for your heirs. It takes effect when you've passed. And essentially what it means, let me give you an example. Let's say I bought a house for $50,000, and over the years I've held it and it's appreciated to $200,000. Let's say my wife and I both pass away and my son inherits that house. Stepped up basis means it's treated as though he has acquired that house at the time of our passing for $200,000. So if he turns around and sells it a year later for $210,000, his gain is measured against that stepped up basis of $200,000. In other words, he only has a $10,000 capital gain that he pays taxes on. Now, here's the problem. If that stepped up basis goes away, he's now measured against what I paid for the asset, $50,000. So he's now going to pay taxes on $160,000 in gain. And under the Biden plan, not at capital gains rates of currently 15-20%, but rather whatever his earned income tax bracket is. So that can wipe out, that will wipe out a lot of wealth right there. You know, and a lot of people are taking action. There's an article on MarketWatch that's titled, "You May Never See It As Good As It Is Now," quote unquote, "Wealthy Americans Prep Their Finances for a Possible Joe Biden Presidency." Here's how. Well, what they're doing is they're accelerating their divestiture plans. In other words, they're selling. They're getting out. One guy sold. They call it a compressed transaction. Moved a considerable amount of wealth, a $6 million sale of assets. And this could be stocks. It's not just real estate. And saved by doing so an estimated, right, assumes Biden takes over power, but saves an estimated $320,000 in taxes. Tax rates will go up a bit. Tax bracket. There are other things at play. But for us as real estate investors, the two items that I really wanted to call to your attention, because again, as I think about my son and building wealth for him, if they take away number one, that stepped up basis, and number two, my ability to defer that capital gain and grow my wealth more quickly through a 1031 exchange, it's bad news. It's bad news. So go check out that show with Del Walmsley. That was the Del Walmsley Radio Show that has been archived to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. That was September 16th. Al Gordon also did a show with Dan. You can listen to that one as well. And I'd like to get Dan on the program in the future as well so that he can give you the details. He really gets into the nuts and bolts of that. Obviously, that is his specialty. So, on that note, I want to thank you for listening. I've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed coming to you from San Felipe de Austin, Stephen F. Austin State Park, living my legacy. I want you to get out there and live your legacy. Plan for your kids. Plan for your great grandchildren as well. Start by going to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Just learn about Lifestyles Unlimited. That's all I want you to do. See what we're about. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Do it from the comfort of your home. I'll be attending from the comfort of my RV as the trains rattle on by. It's a good introduction. So check that out. freeworkshoplivestream.com. And again, I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.